Cornucopia Radio presents.
Of Climb Every Mountain by Frieda Clapp from Parsons Cross, our local beautician. And there'll be more music in community later. And on the third Thursday of every month in Scout Up behind Cathedral, Frieda will be doing Botox and intimate waxing.
Well, she were absolutely dreadful. I'd have preferred pouring my earlobes in a paper shredder.
I agree, and I'm not having my intimates waxed in a Scout Hut.
Frieda. Frieda Clapp. Rings a bell. Swear I've seen a shoplifted port scratchings in Lidl shoving them down her knickers. Ooh, that Frieda should nick out when security guards' backs turned.
Rubbish, Jean. You don't know her. Now look here. Look at this. This is art. Pure art. This new exhibition is amazing. The skill in that sculptured wood. We're covering medieval art in my Open University course. That particular depiction of Christ on the road to Calvary is 800 years old. And still you can see the pain etched in his face. The despair, the defeat, the loss, alone, knowing that God might be nearby. Jesus falls for the second time. Beautiful.
It's them flip-flops he's wearing.
You what?
Well, that's why he fell. I wore Crocs like them in Brid last year. Oh, they really chafe. I fell too. Lost me 99.
Jean, there were no flip-flops or even Crocs back in biblical days. This is symbolic. Jesus is carrying the weight of our sins and stumbles whilst he is carrying the cross on the road to Calvary. The cross on which he will be crucified.
I stumbled last week on the way back from Aldi carrying half a pig.
Give me strength. What did you need half a pig for?
Well, it were in Middle Island, I couldn't not. It were on special offer.
But it's half a pig.
No, Mary, don't mock. It were a special Spanish type of pig meat.
Hola, cerdo.
It were Illuminati, am.
Catholic, am. Had they carved up a priest?
What you're on about?
Iberico.
Oh, bless you, love. I've got some lozenge here somewhere.
No. That's what you bought. Iberico ham. It's Spanish.
Well, it were lovely. Family were all, so I did mash and two veg.
What? No Rosemary Jew?
Oh, she? New dancer on Strictly?
No.
Well, I used to go to Morrison's at Meadowhead for me meat till they got that new butcher on the deli counter.
Why, what's wrong with him?
If he jazzled me.
He what?
I know, it were right embarrassing. Everyone stared.
You knocked me over with a feather. I never had you down as a vajazzled woman. Is this the new in-store service they're offering at Morrison's?
Would you like wild garlic olives? What about our basil olives? Could I tempt you with our chilli olives dipped in Mediterranean lemon? Oh, I were right vajazzled.
Bedazzled, Jean. You were bedazzled by him and his olives. Not vajazzled.
What's different?
I'll tell you about it on the bus on the way home. I'm not going into detail, not in a cathedral.
And it is bed and water by God's almighty
eye. Steady on, Jean. People are looking.
Oh, I can't help it. It were me Auntie Barbara's favourite hymn. She used to stand up every September 1st in care home. 102-year-old, singing it whilst juggling three tins of beans.
Really? How unusual.
Yeah, and they were tin beans with sausages in.
Oh, did that make her juggling extra tricky?
Well, no, it were a family disgrace, really. Auntie Barbara ran off to the circus when she were younger.
Oh, when she was a young girl? That's really quite romantic.
No, she were 52.
52?
Yeah, they put it down to menopause. She grew a beard and thought she could make some money at bearded lady. So she ran off to Molly Merkin's travelling circus folk.
Molly Merkin?
Were it Polly Perkins? Any road, it were a family blemish. But that aim allus reminds me of her.
Jean, you're making that up.
I am not. We're very sweet on my mother's line. Granny Fanny worked down pit for 4 years before they realised she were a woman.
Crikey, I'd love to see you on Who Do You Think You Are on Cellar.
I know who I am. I went to this hypnotist, clairvoyant bloke. Heavenly Clive, they called him. He's in Moor Market on Tuesdays after one, next to dropping pop-up prostate clinic. Where he put me under.
What, with a mallet?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. But as I relaxed into armchair, I got a big whiff at Vic Vapor Rub and Tripe. Any road, when I came round, he told me that in a previous life I'd been King Tutankhamun's chiropodist and that I'd been banished from court for fiddling with me hank.
And you believe this Heavenly Clive, did you?
Well, naturally, I were a bit sceptic. I weren't born yesterday.
No, according to Heavenly Clive, you were born 4,000 years ago.
Any road, our Keith on Crumpet Tuesday afternoon put Elizabeth Taylor's Cleopatra on my VCR. Apparently, I went into a trance 10 minutes in, took off his socks and gave him a pedicure.
Dear God, I'm in a twilight zone.
Funny, isn't it? Because in real life, like now, I don't really like feet. But to think that I, Jean Barclay Farquhar Arson from Ackenthorpe, were once King Tut's foot fiddler.
If there's any aliens orbiting Sheffield right now, could you beam me up, please? Yeah, just beam me up. What is that verger doing with that large candle?
Is he blessing it?
That's not how you bless a candle, Jean. He's moulding the wax into the shape of a... Oh, sweet Mary, Mother of God, avert your eyes.
Oh, well, I'm not lighting that one for me, Auntie Barbara. Climate change. That's one of my new projects.
Really? Go on.
We were listening to that young girl from Lapland. Gretel Bumbag, they call her. She were on Woman's Hour talking about how we should all reduce our emissions.
Oh, I agree. Our gym's picking up our new electric car this weekend.
Converting to an electric car? Very sensible. I play me part too, you know. Ah, Keith, well, you know it's engineer with Northern General. He's got some rubber tubing which we've started to use in house.
Oh, what for?
Well, he's fixed it up so that when I'm watching an afternoon at tipping point, I up my sen up to tubing and any methane I expel is used for energy in home.
Really? Oh, that sounds a bit uncomfortable.
No, not really. Because Val at number 49 has knitted me a cushion. And you know how I get lubricant on prescription on account of me...
Yes. Does it work?
Wait. It takes me 3 hours to boil kettle and an afternoon to crisp me bacon. But we're getting there.
Jean, you are the most bizarre woman I've ever met. Fascinating, but bizarre.
I do have my moments, I suppose.
Any road, Did you see news last night about those poor post office people? It's disgusting what the government did to them.
Oh, it were terrible. A rate catastrophe.
It's that Fujitsu that's the problem.
Hiya! Poor top! Ha!
Oh, sit down, woman. You'll get us chucked out.
I'll have you know I've got me mauve belt in Fujitsu at 10 years old. First girl in I can thought to get it.
I'll Fujitsu you in a minute, Jean. That's jiu-jitsu what you did. It was Fujitsu Computer Company that mucked it all up for those post office people.
Well, I'm not right good with computers.
No, you? I thought you'd be a whiz on internet.
Well, I did something wrong last month. I goggled woman's Bolivian face cream. You know that stuff that's supposed to make you look like Raquel Welch?
What, dead?
Well, there was this women's Bolivian army site, and I registered, paid a sign-up fee, did eye test and gave me measurements.
Your measurements and an eye test for face cream?
I thought it were odd. Any road, me uniform arrived today, and now I'm a sniper in Bolivian women's army. We're on manoeuvres next Thursday in Peru.
Jean, you can't do that.
I know. I've got bingo on Thursday.
Look, Jean, we're in a quiet part of the cathedral. Shall we have our sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you'd object. I've got crabs. What's wrong?
Jean, you have crab sandwiches.
That's what I said. I have two sarnies, so that's plural, crabs. I passed my English O level.
Oh, give me strength.
And I said, don't be ridiculous, Bernard. That was Rachmaninoff. Margot, can you smell something?
It smells like a fisherman's underpants.
Oh, sorry, that's me. I've got crabs.
Sorry, ladies. Fish sandwiches here.
Oh. Ah, I see. Well, Persephone and I have a little treat from Patisserie Valerie. May we join you, ladies, if that's all right?
Oh, please do.
Persephone, Margot.
I'm Mary, and this is my friend Jean.
We've just come from Margot's son's graduation.
Oh, Vespasian made me so proud. Third class honours in 17th century millinery. Mm. Queen Camilla has asked him to do her a hat for when she opens the new incontinence ward at the Hallamshire. It's amazing what that boy can do with an old cereal box and a piece of taffeta.
Oh, yes. Boy George is a regular. He's on call to him night and day. Lady Gaga even got us tickets to the Brits. Mm-hmm. We met Snoopy Dogg and M&M.
Isn't that a chocolate?
It was a marvellous night. I got jiggy with Stormzy. He adored my shapes, what I threw.
I tried to get jiggy with it when we had a maypole dancing in Graves Park. They had to call fire brigade to cut me loose.
Oh, Jean, you do exaggerate. My, you ladies mix in some very interesting circles.
Karma chameleon. One comes and goes. One comes and goes.
Oh, yes, Persephone sure knows how to throw a party at her crib.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, what treats do you have? They look gorgeous.
Oh, well, I have a strawberry cake.
And I have a kumquat surprise.
Oh, lovely. What's the surprise?
It's pomegranate, you see. Pomegranate, no kumquat.
My Uncle Bert had a kumquat once. Couldn't sit down for a week. Had to use a rubber ring.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. When it fell off, they had it pickled and you can see it in Western Park Museum. Next to stuffed armadillo.
Please, Do forgive my friend. She has a very vivid imagination.
And my Auntie Gertie's invention's in there too.
How marvellous to have an inventor in the family. What did she invent?
Mm. Oh, the badger gusset.
I don't think I'm familiar with that line of apparel.
It was during war and knickers were in short supply. Mm. So Auntie Gertie urged women to skin the local badgers and fashion an undergarment. Didn't catch on.
Too itchy.
Do you two often visit the cathedral?
We try to pop in once a month, yes, to light a candle for Persephone's Clint.
Pardon?
Yes, my Clint, thwarted by a runaway peddler in Bridlington.
Oh, all they found was a Gucci flip-flop and a piece of Toblerone he'd been nibbling on.
Oh, Clint loved triangular chocolate.
His ginger toupee washed up near Flamborough Head 2 days later. Found by Mercy Murgatroyd, head of Flamborough's WI, on a beachcombing trip. She posted it back, first class, very kind.
I get shivers even now. Every time I open a brown manila envelope, I expect Clint's ginger piece to pop out.
Oh, yes, so we come to light a candle in Clint's memory.
I wouldn't touch that one third from the left. It's, already been blessed.
Do either of you two watch Strictly on TV?
We adore it. Margot and I are aficionados. We actually go to dance classes on a Wednesday. Adore Gorka and Johannes on the show.
Really? Well, I like Rosemary Jew.
So, Margot, Persephone, what do you think of the medieval art they have in the cathedral this month?
Well, I prefer Byzantine to Romanesque myself.
Ah, yes. I get that. Mm. But have you looked, I mean, really looked, at Visigothic art?
Ooh. Well, it has its merits, but Merovingian... Oh, yes, all the way for me. The geometric motifs are so, so Merovingian.
I never had a Merovaginal.
Oh.
Or a caesarean. Ah, Keith were at natural birth. £13 he were.
Ooh.
Legs in stirrups for days. Still get a twinge now at Zumba. He's 39.
We come here about once a week to see what's changed. Take in the concerts, the architecture, and just contemplate, really. It's something of a place of solace.
Oh, Percy and I do too. Oh, we can actually get quite zen.
Who's Percy? Yes, I sometimes fall into a Buddhist trance. It's so peaceful. It's like I'm floating on a cloud and Tibetan monks are tickling a warm flannel around my aura.
Oh, you can get arrested for that, you know.
Nami o renge kio, nami o renge kio, nami o renge kio.
Oh, yes, Percy and I have visited Nepal.
We trekked, you know.
Oh, yes.
Sherpa Jamling.
Oh, he took me up the Annapurna.
He thrust me up the Dowlagiri.
You know, ladies, I've not really been the same since in Kathmandu. I saw the sun rise over his purple Buddha.
Sounds like the trip of a lifetime.
Oh, the Himalayas are another world.
There's a one-eyed yellow idol tucked north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. There's a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, dressed in a little woolly eiderdown.
Is that a poem, Jean?
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, well, we really must be getting off. We have Pilates at 6, and Sebastian always gives me a filthy look if I'm late.
Oh, yes, and don't forget, we have a non-binary workshop at 8, on account of your Tarquin.
Margot and I are very LGBTQ plus aware.
Yes, we had an Argentine tango marathon last month in aid of the gays in Timbuktu.
Really? How specific? Are there gays in Timbuktu?
Oh, yes, very suppressed. But we do what we can to liberate.
That is actually quite amazing.
We had an epiphany, didn't we?
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5, Betty Clunge.
It moved us to direct action, didn't it, Margot?
Oh, yes.
I think it's wonderful what you two are doing. Mm-hmm. Really, I do. Mm. My cousin were bifocal. Caused immense embarrassment in family.
Right.
He had to move to workshop.
Would you like to meet up again to discuss art? And maybe we could come to one of your LGBTQ workshops?
No, I think that would be rather fun. Oh, we have spare tickets to Kinky Boots at the Crucible next Friday, if you're gay.
Oh, that sounds great. Meet 6 p.m. at Crucible Corner. We could have a cheeky Pinot Grigio if
Kinky
you like.
Kinky Boots? Do we have to try them on? Is it a show exhibition?
No, Jean. It's a musical.
Oh.
Well, it's a date. Look forward to seeing you at Crucible Corner next Friday at 6.
Yes, lovely meeting you both.
Bye.
Well, I thought they were quite nice.
A little snooty. But Funky Boo sounds fun.
Kinky.
I am not. Though once, Bob and I did try role play. Margaret Thatcher on top, John Major below. Oh, it were awful. Bob in twin satin pearls and a blonde wig. Oh, it right turned me off.
Oh, God, what the?
I know, Mary. I know I come across as a plain, simple Sheffield lass. But give me one too many Malibus and I turn into a woman possessed.
Come on, we'd best get a shift on if you want to catch that tram to Meadow Hell.
What about lighting a candle for me, Auntie Barbara?
We'll come back another time with some disinfectant and wet wipes and pray to God that verger's on a silent retreat for wax fetishes.
Mary, did I tell you that me Uncle Derek was a fax fetishist?
You've been listening to Mary and Jean. It was written by Alistair Adams. It featured the voices of Janice Sampson as Mary, Gail Hazelby as Jean, Sarah Betts as Margot, Mandy Sims as Persephone, and Alistair Adams as a cathedral singer and announcer. If you've enjoyed this production, then you can discover more work written by Alistair via our website, cornucopia-radio.co.uk, alongside other productions by hundreds of different writers and performers. Thank you very much for listening.